taking the lead from Cale Yarborough in car 21. Richard Petty is third in car 43, but Yarborough tries to take the lead back again. It looks like he's going to make it, but no, the persistent Mario keeps that throttle down and beats down this challenge by Yarborough. In third place, Richard Petty in car 43, Darrell Derringer in car 26 is fourth, and Dick Hutchinson in number 29 is fifth, in close seesaw racing from the outset here in the Daytona 100. Now, Yarborough finally gets by Andretti, who had to lift because of a slower car and change lane. A bit of a break for Cale Yarborough, the chunky driver from South Carolina. Car 21, a 1967 Ford Fairlane. Andretti's car smoking now. He apparently could be in some trouble there, and Petty has gone by to take second place. Mario Andretti, number 11, is a two-time USAC champion, and talked a little bit about the difference in driving between here and Indianapolis.
Well, the difference between Daytona and Indianapolis, as far as driving, there again, I don't think you could compare the two. The only thing it compares there is the overall size, 2.5 miles. Indianapolis, you only have a 90-degree bank and the four corners. And there, when you drive very fast, you have things such as braking and acceleration that become very important here. It's with a 31-degree bank and three corners, it's just a flat-out contest.
And flat-out it is, with the speed now at over 176 miles an hour. Cale Yarborough in car 21 is the leader. Andretti has dropped to fourth in car number 11, that smoking fourth, as this race really moves on. Now into the main straightaway, and Richard Petty in car 43 tries to find room on the outside to go around Cale Yarborough, as Darrell Derringer becomes the figure in a fight for the lead in car number 26. Yarborough sets the pace now. Side-by-side action between Derringer and Petty, and Andretti is back again in there. There's that smoke billowing out. Andretti, who has twice won the USAC Championship, is in this race, studded with other champions. Petty himself has won the Grand National title on one occasion. Lorenzen, years ago, was twice winner of the USAC Championship, and Don White is the former USAC champion. And now Petty, at number 43, races by Yarborough to become the third driver to lead this thrilling 100-mile race. The Plymouth is now out in front. Yarborough in 21 has dropped to second. What a contest we're watching today. Three drivers now have set the pace in this race since the start, and look at the back end of Petty's car drift out there. What a magnificent driver, just like a dirt track. What a chauffeur. And now Richard Petty is out front where he likes to be, but here comes Cale Yarborough down low, and that number 21 Ford, and goes by Petty. What a fantastic race. It's still a five-car duel, and Andretti, smoke billowing out of number 11, closing in on these two side-by-side leaders. Wheel to wheel as they go round the high bank 31-degree turn here at Daytona. And are the fans ever eating this up? And Yarborough has to feather it momentarily because of a group of slower cars. And Petty filing down that back straightaway, really stretching it out. Here comes Yarborough now, number 21. Cutting it low. Petty lets it ride way high. That's a cement wall at the top. It's a hard one, and he comes very close inside. Andretti in third. Derringer. Hutchinson in car number 29, and Lorenzen has started to drop back in car number 28. Lorenzen was geared to grab, said he wanted to make this race without a pit stop, and look at Yarborough, bursting by Petty to recapture the lead in another shuffle. Andretti, right there, number 11. It could be that that smoke in number 11 has come from an overfull crankcase, and the oil is hitting the exhaust pipe and smoking away, because the car certainly has all the speed that Mario is asking for. He's third now in that number 11 Ford from the Holman and Moody Stables of Charlotte, North Carolina. And back by Petty. Just a moment ago, Petty was the leader. Now he's third. Yarborough's number one in the 21 Ford. And look how close they come there. Andretti almost touched the back bumper of Yarborough's 21. Now, Hutchinson is fourth for the moment in car 29. And Derringer and Hutchinson are having their own private battle for fourth place. Here's Andretti now trying the high side, and Yarborough whipping by the slower cars. Two echelons of cars in this race, these real factory drivers, and they're very fast cars, and the independents are a bit slower, and boy, that Andretti is really putting out the smoke in car number 11. Yarborough now with about a six-car lead. It's almost a breathing spell for Cale, a big 200-pound fellow who used to play semi-pro ball back in his hometown of Simmonsville, South Carolina. And look at that Andretti weaving, first to the left, and then to the right, on the outside. What a daredevil, as he takes the lead again.
back in front for a little Mario. And skating up to the top of the track. It's Mario Andretti, number 11, the leader. Number 21, Cale Yarborough, second. Number 43, Richard Petty, third. They come down the straightaway now. And Petty putting the pressure on Yarborough in second place. Andretti, the leader. What an automobile race we've seen here today, with the lead being passed back and forth like a hot potato. Mario Andretti has a slim lead over Cale Yarborough, cars 11 and 21, through 1967 Ford Fairlane, setting the pace for the Daytona 100, with Richard Petty, the Plymouth driver, in top 43, a very close third. And this race is as tight as possible right from the beginning, with Mario Andretti, the little visitor from the rival United States Auto Club, setting the pace at the moment. Speed better than 175 miles an hour. And Cale Yarborough, once again, surges into the number one position on the back stretch. That number 21 Ford, prepared by the Wood Brothers of Stuart, Virginia, certainly has been doing well by Cale Yarborough today. And now he's once again in front. Dale Derringer swooped into third place, putting the touch back to fourth. Here's Yarborough leading now. Andretti gets a whisker behind as they pass the start-finish line. Derringer still holds third. Petty is fourth. The Dick Hutchinson in spot 29 is fifth. Freddy Lorenzen in spot 28, and Don White and Connor McNew are still tied together about a third of a lap behind this front echelon of four cars. Now there goes Andretti once again by Yarborough. Boy, are these two drivers both driving factory Ford. You never know, they were teammates the way they've been batting back and forth for the number one position. Here's Sam McQuaig in that number 15 Cyclone back in the pits again, listening to the word from the crew as to what the trouble is. Look at the heavy traffic here as Yarborough pulls Derringer by Andretti as they lap in as Ireland, the barn driver in front of the 31. Heavy traffic on the back straightaway. Nerves of steel as these drivers really turn it on here in Daytona Beach. And we've got the word that Sam McQuaig is out of the race, the fourth car out of the race today. Boy, it's close going here as we get to the time when pit stop should be coming up. We're drawing near the end of the race, and Derringer, known for his late race drive, is into second place now, and this may be the sprint he hopes to put on. It's car 21, Cale Yarborough, right behind Mario Andretti. Darrell Derringer, car 26, Andretti in third there. Yarborough the leader, Derringer second, and Andretti third. And Derringer now making his move on the outside. The burly Charlotte, North Carolina driver, slowly creeping alongside Yarborough and scoot by into the number three corner. Derringer's won some of NASCAR's big races, and now he's out front. We've had a half a dozen drivers set the pace in this speed contest today. Derringer, the latest to lead the front of first place. Heavy traffic coming down the line now. And Richard Petty making it a four-way battle. This race could go right to the wire. Yarborough back in front in spot 21. Andretti is now second. Derringer's back to third. And Petty is fourth. The scores must be having a wild day keeping track of what's going on here. Andretti's car is still smoky, but it's certainly not slowing. It hasn't affected its performance one bit. Now Mario makes his run. Again, he tries for the number one position. Will he make it? And Cale beats down the challenge. A slower car in front of Andretti. He had to lift. There just wasn't racing room. So Cale Yarborough in the Woods Brothers, number 21 Ford, and Mario Andretti in the number 11 Holman and Moody Ford, the one and two drivers in the Daytona 100 at this point. Darrell Derringer, whoa, and a swivel right there. Richard Petty with that gas-gobbling heavy Plymouth heads to the pits now. The first of the front runners to make a pit stop. He's going to have to get just a few gallons. There's Dale Inman signaling him in. We'll put a clock on him and see just how long it takes to get this car service. They're going to give him gas and a very quick windshield wipe. That's Richard's brother, Maurice, on the windshield taking care of the shining. Just a gallon or two is all that's needed. And away he goes in 13 seconds. A very fast stop, but of course he's way back. And that moves Don White in front of a two and Fred Lorenzen in car 28 into fifth and sixth position as Petty peels out burning rubber on his way out of the pits. A drag racing re-entry into the race. for Richard Petty in car number 23. The first of the leaders to make the pit stop is Bill Yarborough, is the pace setter now, with Andretti, car number 11, in second position. Third place, and another four, belongs to Darrell Derringer in car number 26. And Nick Hutchinson now, in car number 29, has moved to fourth. Petty is way back behind Don White, fifth in car number 2, and Fred Lorenzen, who is sixth in car number 28, and still drafting. So Yarborough, down the back straightaway, and here comes Andretti again. He just won't leave him alone, and Andretti goes back into the number one position. How many exchanges of the lead have we had this afternoon? Mario, back number one again. They stay on Mario's pit board in Italian. Mario is sempre avanti. Mario is always first, and that's what he is right now. And here's Andretti. Leading this Daytona 100, Mario Andretti with Dale Yarborough second, and we'll be back for action in just a moment. While we were away, Dale Yarborough in car number 21 and Don White in the number 2 Dodge made their pit stop for gas. This leads Mario Andretti in car number 11, the leader, Darrell Derringer in car 26, second, and Dick Hutchinson in car number 29, third. There we have the battle now for the lead with the three drivers, and Hutchinson joined by Andretti on the outside. Looks as though Andretti, number 11, is heading for the pit. Lorenzen in car number 28 is a fourth fourth with no one to grab, White having pulled into the pit. Now, Andretti in the over the booty, number 11, rushes in for his gulp of gasoline with crew chief Ralph Booty standing by, ready to minister to his knees. And the crew runs out, the fire protection right there. A few drops, a wipe of the windshield, and Mario waits for the drag. A lot of men out there just for a little bit of gas. It's great one-stop service. And now he's ready to go the distance. And he smokes his tires as he peels out of the pit and re-enters the fray. This now for Darrell Derringer. There he is in car 26. He's the leader. Can he go the distance without stopping for gas? He just put a lap on Don White in the number 2 Charger. Don has made his pit stop for gas. Derringer's the leader, Dick Hutchinson in 29 is second, and Lorenzen has advanced to third in car number 28. As we near the finish of this great 100-mile speed classic of the Daytona International Speedway. So, Darrell Derringer, Dick Hutchinson, and Fred Lorenzen, and Lorenzen said, bet $1,000 before the race that he could go all the way. He may just do it. So Derringer now, with a lap behind Don White between he and Dick Hutchinson, Hutchinson on the high side as the sweeper comes off that turn and down the straightaway. And here's Derringer, the leader, coming to the pit. This puts Hutchinson in the lead and Lorenzen in second place. As Derringer and Junior Johnson, number 26, comes in for his supply of gasoline. And Big Burley Jr., a former driving great, is working on the car right there by the rear fender, helping get Darrell back into the contest. So Dick Hutchinson, the key of the Iowa flash, car number 29, the leader. And Fred Lorenzen in second place. And Fred has been drafting all day and talked about drafting.
Well, it's mainly conserving fuel and conserved tire wear. And the way you start on drafting is there's two sections to a car. The car has to go through the wind. It has to push the wind away from the grill. And then there's a swirl in the back of the car that slows the car down in the back. So if you get another car coming up on a car, that wind that's usually going over the front car surpasses the back of the first car and goes to the top of the second car, which gives it a pulling forward power.
And Dick Hutchinson, the leader, heads for the pits in car number 29, the Bonnie Long Ford Fairlane, for his supply of gasoline so he can finish this Daytona 100. And this puts Freddy Lorenzen in line for the lead. He's coming down the straightaway over the line, and he is in the lead now. For the first time this afternoon, Freddy Lorenzen, playing the tortoise, has taken the lead. And will his strategy of no pit stop pay off? Hutchinson goes back into action, and there is Lorenzen, the new leader, in car number 28, the Holman & Moody 1967 Ford Fairlane. Lorenzen has been drafting all day and has been running for mileage. And he's getting it, too. He was a season high money winner a few years ago of $113,000 using tactics just like this. So Fred Lorenzen now out in front and by a wide margin at number 28. hopes that his gas will last. Here's starter Johnny Bruder Jr. telling the driver that the race is rapidly coming to a close. And Lorenzen, a car running like a sweetheart. Around the track, he's got to be smiling behind that wheel. And he's heading into the last lap now. Fred Lorenzen on the final lap of the Daytona 100. The battle for second place is pretty hot between Darrell Dinger in car 26, Kel Yarborough in 21, and Dick Hutchinson in number 29. But Lorenzen is where all eyes are centered. Will he finish? Will the 22 gallons of gas that he started with get him to the checkered flag and the finish line? That's the big question. He is the only driver in the race now that has not made a pit stop. There he puts the lap on Red Farmer. Down the back straightaway. Less than a half a lap to go now for victory for Fred Lorenzen in car number 28. The second place battle is hot and heavy here, with Dick Hutchinson coming up on the inside of number 29. Going by Cale Yarborough as Darrell Dinger matches him for speed on the outside. Into the number three turn, and Derringer has a firm hold now on second position in car number 26. And Lorenzen's car is slowing down. He is out of gas, and he coasts across the finish line. Lorenzen is a clear-cut winner, and here is the fight for second place as they go over the line. And we'll be back now. Fred Lorenzen has won the Daytona 100, and we'll have the official finish for you in a moment. And winner Fred Lorenzen, out of gas, is pushed into the pits by his friend, Red Farmer. In winning, Lorenzen set a new speed record at 174.583 miles an hour, eclipsing Junior Johnson's 1964 record of 170.777 miles per hour. And that second-place battle finally went to Darrell Dinger in car 26, with Cale Yarborough up close third in car 21. Dick Hutchinson was fourth in 29, Richard Petty got fifth in his number 43, and Mario Andretti sixth in car number 11. So that's the story from the Daytona 100 National Championship Stock Car Race.